We're learning Masech this Yuma Daf Yitessim and Beis. Gemara is discussing the Shvua that they had the Kohen Gadol make a Shvua that it won't be Mashan anything. And the Gemara says, V'kol kach lama, so yisaki mi b'chutz v'yachnes k'derek shesluka b'yse. The Chachamim darshan the Psukim that they have to bring in the Ketairis into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and in the Kodesh Kedoshim there you put the Ketairis on the right, the Nasan is a Ketairis al Eish Lufnei Hashem, that there in the Kodesh Kedoshim you put the Ketairis on the Eish, but the Tzukim darshan the Pasukim on a Neira al-Ketairis, it has to be that you do the Ketairis beforehand. So really you make a Shvua that he should do it the right way, the way he's supposed to do it, not the way that Tzdukim do it. So Achreinim asked, Lamaisa did Tzdukim hold that this is the right way, right? So what's it going to help? The Shvuah should be Nishma Levatel Samitzvah. If you Nishma Levatel Samitzvah, if you make a Shvuah that you'll do the Ketairis wrong, it's not Chal. You're supposed to do the Ketairis right anyway. So if the Tzdukim hold that the Ketairis is supposed to be done in B'chutz, so what's it going to help to tell them to make a Shvuah that they're going to do it in B'fnim? It's the Nishma Levatel Samitzvah. As I figure in the Achreinim, the one who asks this kash is the Mayim Chaim, I think from the Pre-Chadash, on the Rambam Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, paragraph Halacha Zayin, in the Madura Shamsi Frankel of the Rambam, they have that Sefer Mayim Chaim in the back, in the Sefer Lakutim, and he asks this kash. So he's mitzadet to say that for the Tzdukim, there's no chiyiv to do a dafka outside. The Tzdukim held, you can do it either way. Because it also says in the Pasuk, V'nasin is a Ketairis Oish Lefnei Hashem. But it also says, Kiba on and Eral Lekvaris. You can do it either way. There's two way found him how to do it. So, Mamela, you make Yeshua that he do it in this life and not in that life, and that's not a Nishma Levatel Samitzvah. He tied it at Stuki Echad, that was his Kimachutz Vichnis. The Pshat was, he held that he wanted to be Lahitzim Levin Shalaprushim. That was, it means, Kol Yomai, he was Mstar Lamiki, Kiba on and Lekvaris, Masay Avli Adavik Kimena. That I can do it in this life. The Prushim don't hold of this life, and I want to show them that no. That you could do it in this eifin. What about his shvuah? Maybe he forgot to make a shvuah. Maybe he was so excited to go now like the Purushim, he didn't care about his shvuah. But that's the Mayim Chaim stacks. That is a Chaim Sefer, and our Chaim Simon Kufay Vav that discusses this. And he says a lot of different terutzim he could say. First of all, here, the shvuah is not only on the Ketairis, the shvuah is on other things also. So it could be chal b'kayil. Nishma levatel samitzvah is not chal, but the Baal Amar holds that, and Baal Amar holds not the way, but you could say that if it's b'kayil, migli it's chal, and other things, like you make a shvua, shlishim b'suk, it's not chal. If you make a shvua, then I won't be ishin in a suk, and not a suk, it's not, if it's not a suk, so memela, it's chal b'kayil. And the Baal Amar holds not that way, but he says it could be the tzdukim, not like the Baal Amar, could be the tzdukim hold, but it's chal b'kayil. He says another very interesting teretz. He says that the Ran in the Dorim says that Nishma Levatel Samitzvah is only mitzvahs that are mefurish in the Torah. Mitzvahs that come from a drasha, there's no din of Nishma Levatel Samitzvah. So he says, could be this kibah on a nirala kafaris that the tzdukim hold, you have to have the teretz first. Maybe the tzdukim hold that's a drasha. There's such a thing as a tzduki drasha. So mele kubichal Nishma Levatel Samitzvah. I mean, he says another thing, which is a chayiv and more pashit. Maybe the Tzdukim don't dash in the Pasuk that Nishma Levatel Samitzvah is not Chal. That's also a drasha. You learn at Lahara Lahetiv, Harah Dumid Ma, Harah Rishus, Avatav Rishus. Maybe the Tzdukim don't hold that way. Maybe the Tzdukim hold Nishma Levatel Samitzvah is Chal. But then he says another very interesting teretz. He says, what's the pshat that we say that the Chacham tell him the whole thing that Ata Shulchenu, Anu Shulche Bezdim, Ata Shulchenu Vishulche Bezdim? Why did they tell him that for? Right? The Gemara says that they want a Nishbal, Datav, Adas, Bezdin. But what's the pshat? He says, Taisa says earlier that a Kohen Gadol is Mismanah B'peh, Mistalik B'peh. You can fire a Kohen Gadol. You can fire a Kohen Gadol. You can make him Ice Kohen Gadol. So Zak the Sam Sefer. So come, this is what they're telling him. They're telling him, if you don't do the Avodah correctly, you're Ice Kohen Gadol. You're a Shliach. And if you're not going to follow our instructions, we are hereby making you Eis Kayin Gadol. So Zaktik Sam Sefer, if he's Eis Kayin Gadol, so then there's no Isser to do it. Because either way, that way is possible. So what's the difference if he does this way or that way? If he's a Kayin Gadol, so he's now on a Pasol Avodah. If he's not a Kohen Gadol, Tzedukim also held that you need a Kohen Gadol of Avodas Yom Kippurim. So if he's not a Kohen Gadol, anyway it doesn't work. So that's the Yetzer. You tell him, if you don't do what we're saying, you're ice Kohen Gadol. So it won't work. Navas. Maybe he'll do it anyway. Why? Because he'll say, listen, the Avodas Shechta Avodah is going to be possible. Because if they're going to get a Purusha Kohen Gadol, he's not going to do it right. So that's not going to, it's going to be possible because of that. So Mela, I might as well do the Avodah, the Tzduki way, even though it would be possible because I'm not a Kohen Gadol. But so what? There's no problem with that. So Mela, that's him, they have a very good Eitzah how to get him to do what they want. Because they can tell him, if you don't do what we want, you're Eitz Kohen Gadol. But the problem is, maybe he'll say, okay, so I'll be Eitz Kohen Gadol, and I still won't do what you want. And then I'll be Eitz Kohen Gadol, because what are we losing? Anyway, the Kohen Gadol, your Kohen Gadol is not going to do it right. But Terry says, that's why make a Shmua. We make a Shmua, so then they won't be able to do it. It won't be called Nishma Levatel Savitza, because it's the Vayit is possible anyway. So the Klichenda is bothered. If you have an Eitzah to make him Eitz Kohen Gadol, so what are you saying? He'll do it because what's the Hefzid? Anyway, the other Kohen Gadol will be possible. But Lamaisi is going to be Eivadis of Avias Kachi Kachin. He's coming into the Kachi Kachin when he's not a Kohen Gadol. See, Davison, I thought maybe another Kashi. He's also being Mechal and Yamtiv. Yam Kippur is an Issa Malacha, except if you're doing the Malacha for the Aveda. If the Aveda is possible, he's doing a Malacha on Yam Kippur. So the Chaya, it can't be that they said you're Eitz Kohen Gadol if you don't do that Avodah, because anyway you can't do that Avodah then. What would help the Shmua? The Chassam Sofer is saying, no, we'll do that Avodah anyway, because what do you lose? So it's possible, but it'll be possible if the Purusha does it anyway. But you lose like this, you lose because now you're doing the Avera of going into Kaddish Kedoshim. Also, I'm asking, now you're doing the Avera of Chol Yom Kippur. So the Klichandas, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, the Klichandas says the reason why they couldn't do that is because it says that the Melech and the Ech of a Kayanim could be Mesalakim. Bezin can be Mesalakim. Maybe the Melech also is a Tzduki. Maybe the Ech of a Kayanim also with Tzdukim. That's why it wouldn't be possible to be Mesalakim. But if you could be Mesalakim, you wouldn't have to make a Shmua. If that would work, so you wouldn't be able to do that right anyway because of the Issa of Avias Kachi Kadashim. I saw a Teretz, I was Mechavim to this Teretz, Rabbi Salman says, the whole Kasha doesn't start. What's the Kasha? That if you make a Shmua, it's anyway Nishbul of Atel Samitzvah, it's not Chal, so you won't be bound to the Shmua. But he's not going to make the Shmua Shmua Shav. You're not going to make a Shmua to Mevatel the Mitzvah. So that's why you make a Shmua, because even if he's a Tzduki, he's not going to make a Shmua that he's going to do like the Chacham. That's a Nishbul of Atel Samitzvah, it's a Shmua Shav. So really, he won't be able to be the Kohen Gadol. That's the Chayr of the Yetzer. So basically, summing up, the Mayim Chayim asked the Kasha, what do you gain by making a Shmua in Manashach? If he holds that's the way he's supposed to do it, so the Shmua is Nishmul of Atel Samitzvah. So the Mayim Chayim says that the Tzduki Meld, you could do it either way. The Chassam Sofer says different reasons why it wouldn't be Nishmul of Atel Samitzvah. It's Bekel, it's not a Mefurish Bekra, or Bechlal, the Tzdukim don't hold there's a problem of Nishmul of Atel Samitzvah. But he clears, the Chassam Sofer clears another in Chisanta Teretz, that we tell him that if you do it differently than us, then you're not the Kohen Gadol Bechlal. You're Mesalakim from being the Kohen Gadol. So why do you need the Shavua? You need the Shavua, so you shouldn't do it even if he's not a Kohen Gadol, because what do you lose? A Kohen Gadol that does it will do it your way, and Mela won't be Yetzir Avodah anyway. But that's a Bissel Shver, because if he's not the Kohen Gadol, anyway can't do an Avodah because of the din of Issa going into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And we have a Bissel Zalman saying that the Teretz is that the Nishmul of Atos and Mitzvah is not Chal, but there's the Issa to make such a Shua as Shua Shav. One more Ara on this thing, it says about that Tzeduki, that the Talam wa Yetzir Michaitmai, he went and he did the Avodah and he died and the worms were coming out of his nose. Why his nose? So Rashi says the nose is the first Avodah that comes into the bayis. When you go into a house, the nose sticks out the most. The nose is the first Avodah that comes in. So that's why it was the nose to show Mida Keneged Mida. That was the Rishon Levaron Mekanes to the Kachi Kedoshim. And Taiz Yishanim doesn't like that pshat. He says the hands come in first. Taiz Yishanim says it's because the nose smells. He smelled the Keteris, and since he did the Keteris, Shalai Kedin, so he wanted to do it on the nose to show that the problem was the Keteris. It was the smelling of the Keteris was Shalai Kedin. The Ritva also says, Rav brings down both shot, the Rashi and the Taiz Rishon. So I was kind of claiming to say that maybe the argument is slightly stick of Machlekes. The din that the Keteris has to be with them, is it a din in the Keteris that you're not yaitzin a mitzvah of k'teiris unless you makter b'fnim. If you makter b'chutz, so mail it's a pasul of k'teiris, and you're not yaitzin a mitzvah of k'teiris, that's one side. Or is it a din in the knisa? That the knisa has to be, the knisa has to be before the k'teiris. You can't be machnis k'teiris into the k'teiris k'dashim. You have to dapka come in the k'dashim with the kaf and the machna, and anisht, you're even the isa knisa. Mitzad the k'teiris, as long as the k'teiris is burning, you have the mitzvah k'teiris. But the pshat is mitzad the din knisa, it's a din in the say the knisa, that the knisa has to come before the k'teiris. So if you learn it's a din in the k'teiris, so then you can say the k'teiris shem is pshat. You did the k'teiris incorrectly. So mela, the nose is merambas on the k'teiris because it smells the k'teiris. So mela, he gets luck on the nose because he did the k'teiris incorrectly. If it's a din in the say the k'nisa, then Rashi's pshat's mustava. Because the k'nisa was done incorrectly. So what does the nose have to do with the k'nisa? The nose has to do with the k'nisa because the nose came first. Rashi says that the nose is because it came in first. Rashi says the aveir here is the k'nisa. The k'nisa without the k'teiris. So mainly you have to say that the nose is shaykh to the k'nisa because the nose comes in first. Tais Rishonim that says that the pshat is because the nose is ma'amas like k'teiris. Rashi says din the k'teiris. It's psul k'teiris if you don't do the p'tar l'fnai l'fnim. And that's why the nose was locked because of the k'teiris. As el lechayr, gishmaka machlaikis, Rashi and the Teis Rishonim. Now the Gemara there talks about that Rav corrected the Mishnah. He saw, he made a signal that it's not Zechariah ben Kavutol, it's really Zechariah ben Kavutol. And he did it with a signal because he was saying Krishna. And the question is, you're not on a signal when you're saying Krishna. So the verse is like Kasha, Haba Perik Rishon, Haba Perik Sheni. What's the chilti in Perik Rishon and Perik Sheni? So Rashi says, because Perik Rishon is Kavana. Because it says, V'hayu Advar Me'ela, Alev Avecha. Now, similarly, there's a Gemara in Brachas after Zayinim and Aleph that says that the Umnim don't have to, they have to, there was a Shiloh, that the Umnim have to be Mevatel their work in order to say Krishma. They let us say Krishma while they're working. The Gemara has one price that says you do, one price says you don't, and the Gemara makes the same chilek, haba parash rishayna, haba parash rishniyah. And Rashi also says there that the chilek is the parash rishayna is kavana. So Meleila, that's why you can't, the umnim have to stop working, parash rishniyah doesn't need kavana. Now, in the beginning of the second parak of Brachas, there's a whole machlekes, how much kavana, how much of Krishma needs kavana. There's a whole shayla. Rabbi Kiva there says you need kavana for the whole parasha Rishayna, and the Bechelem Paskin is that way. But Rameyah says that only the Pasuk Rishon needs kavana, and Rav Paskin is like that. So it's a machlekes, a machlekes, how we paskin, how much of Krishma needs kavana, the whole parasha Rishayna, or just the first Pasuk? Now, according to Rashi, that the machlek, the chilek between parasha Rishayna and parasha Shniya, Sayin Al Gemara, which is discussing the issue of Layum is Beinav, Layukis Besvaisav, Layariv Besvaisav, and say the Gemara in Brachas after Zayin, the Gabi the Umnim, if they have to move out from the Malacha, is about Kavana. So that stems very good according to Rabbi Yechanan, which passes like Rabbi Kiva, that the whole Parashu Yishayin needs Kavana. But according to Rava, only the Pasuk Rishon needs Kavana. So the Chaya, this din of L'Yirmiz Beinav would only be the Pasuk Rishon according to Rashi. And the din that the Umnim have to stop working would only be the Pasuk Rishon according to Rashi. And then Mrs. Rishayim say that in Brachas. Taisus in Brachas after Zayin says that we're Lagabi Malacha. And the Balamar also says that. And the Balamar says that Lagabi Lirkus Beinav also. So the Rishayim, the Ari Rishayim, the Brachas in the second Perek that say that Hayais, the chilek between Parashu Rishayim and Parashu Shni is because Parashu Rishayim needs Kavana. And Parashu Shni doesn't need Kavana. Lamaisa, we pass it only Pasuk Rishon needs Kavana. So the din of Lirkus Beinav is after Pasuk Rishon. And the din of umnim after stop malach is dafka pasuk rishon. That's Taisus and the Balamar also. But Rav Yishayim hold not the way. The Rif and the Rashi Brachas hold the time is not al kavana. It's al zulzul. So males only do the chiyuv kavana. Even though the chiyuv kavana is only by pasuk rishon, but there's a din zulzul in the whole first parak. The whole parak rishon, all parashu Yishayim has a din zulzul. The Rashi and the Ritzkeis also hold that way in Brachas, and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch says them that way. Parashu Yishayim. Nothing to do with the parak, nothing to do with pasuk rishon. Parashu Rishayna, even though the ma'aser, the Torah Shulchan Aruch paskin that only the pasuk rishon is kavana, but the din of l'yirim is be'enav is the whole parashu Rishayna. The Rambanim al-Machamis there is Marech about it. He says that the Pasuk says here, because Le'osi Kirasi Yaakov, Le'osi Kirasi Yaakov is not a certain Kavana. Le'osi Kirasi Yaakov is a Din Zulgul. He says, if it's not Kavana, then it's Pshita. Of course you can't be having Kavana when you're being courage Spain of a year, Mr. Says, that's Pshita. Elamai, you don't need Kavana. You don't need Kavana, but it's Din Zulzul, and that's only in the Parashi Rishayna. And a Shaila is like this, Lagabi Zulzul, what should be the Chiluk Parashi Rishayna and Parashi Shniya? If the Din Kavana is only by Pasuk Rishon, it's not Zulzul, so why is there a Chiluk Parashi Rishayna and Parashi Shniya? So Rabbeinu Yehuda in Brachas says, because Parashi Rishayna is the Raisa, and Parashi Shniya is the Rabbana. And that's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that Parashi Rishayna is the Raisa, the whole Parashi Rishayna, not just the Pasuk Rishon. The Kama Sheetas, the Gemara says that Christmas Rebbe is Mashma Dafka, just the Pasuk Rishon, and some learn just the Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa. But Rabbeinu Yehuda holds that the way. Rabbeinu Yehuda holds it means the Parashi Rishayna is the Raisa. But Lamaisa, Rebbe Rishayna hold that just the Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa. So why is the Gemara Mechildin the Parashi Rishayna and the Parashi Shniya? So the Beis Yosef says in the end of Siman Samech Hei, that the Pshat is the Parashi Rishayna, that's the Ika of Kabbalah El Malchus Shemayim. Parashi Shniya is Kabbalah El Mitzvahs, so Mele is not as Chomer. So Mele, since it's not the Ika of Kabbalah El Malchus Shemayim, is no Din Zilzul so much. Parashi Rishayna is the Ika of Kabbalah El Malchus Shemayim. You have to be much more Machmi, you can't work, and you can't be Ramez Be'ena V'chuli, because that's the Ika of Kabbalah El Malchus Shemayim. The Chidush Rashba in Bracha says that there's a Din of Al Levavecha. Even though we pass an Alav Avech is not for Kavana, because that was Rabbi Kiva's Alav Avech tells you that you need Kavana for the whole Perek Rishon. But the Rashba says that Alav Avech tells you on Kapanim you can't have Kalas Reish. Has to be B'Kavid Reish, and that's only in the first parasha. Alav Avchim in the second parasha is going on something else. Now what's interesting is, the Rambam in Perek Beis Melchus Krishma Lachachas, he's not Mechalik by Kritz and Remiza between Perek Rishon and Perek Sheni. Agamar makes the Chilik, and the Rambam doesn't bring it. Now, Chayinim ask, why not? Why did the Rambam bring? The Rambam brings Stam, the din of Le'ikritz, Be'en of Le'yumiz, Besvas of Vechuli, and he doesn't make Hildim Be'er Krishim Be'er Ksheni. What's Takav Shat? So the Ma'is, I found three Turutzim in the Chayinim, why the Rambam doesn't make a Chilik. The Kasim Mishnah says, V'shem Rebbeinu Menayach, and the Rambam didn't want to teach you the Heter, because he didn't want to be Mezalzal in it. The Ma'is, he doesn't want you to do it. You know, if you write that there's only Perek Rishon, not Perek Sheni, so people in Perek Sheni are going to start winking and doing hand motions and that. And the Rambam didn't want that to happen, so the Rambam left it out. And he says that even though, and then he says another teretz, which the Chayyim goes together, because even Perek Sheni, it's not an Isser, but it's Meguna. Perek Rishon is an Isser. Perek Sheni is not an Isser, but it's not the right thing to do. So the Rambam didn't want to say it. So Rabbi Kvega said, McVeigh is on the Gillian in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, if it's not the right thing, so why did Rav do it? The Teretz is. The Magen Avraham there says that Vaisis from Agamar, even when it's a mitzvah, you're not allowed to be Meraibus. Even if you try and do a mitzvah, it's an important thing to do. It's a mitzvah, but still, you're in Krishna, you're not allowed to do it. So, Akhtar McVeigh, what's the Makar from the Magen Avraham? The Makar from the Magen Avraham is, because Rav, if he's correcting him in his reading of the Mishnah, that's a mitzvah. It's very important. So, what was the Gemara's kasha? I'll let the Gemara answer. You can't stam a wink and then signal or whatever it is, but if it's a mitzvah, you could. And I think Vaisa, even if it's a mitzvah, you can't. So Zakya Bikinega, so Vaisa is this thing that was saying that even the second parasha, it's not an issa, but it's maguna, that wouldn't apply to mitzvah, because otherwise Rav wouldn't have done it. So the first parak, it's us, even when it's a mitzvah. The second parak, it's maguna. Maguna is only when it's not a mitzvah. As I come to us. So the Chayyim says, it's still the Rav should have said it. It's still the Rambam should have said it, because it's a chilek. The first parak is asir, and the second parak is meguna. So the Machzor Shekel says, that's good for the pshat. The Rambam didn't want to tell you that it's mutter, because you really shouldn't be doing it anyway. If you shouldn't be doing it anyway, why did Rav do it? Because it's a mitzvah. And if it's a mitzvah, it's not so bad. But the Rambam wanted to keep quiet about it, because the Rambam was afraid that he might do it even if it's not a mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam didn't tell you about it. But that's the first teretz. The Rambam didn't do it because he didn't want to tell you the heter, because it's meguna, and Rambam did it because it's a mitzvah, and any chlam is a mitzvah, it's okay, but the Rambam didn't want to tell you about it. So that's the kesef mishnah b'shem ben menach. The lecha mishnah says that the Rambam already said it by malacha. It's really the same din as malacha. The Maimon Mordechai says this, and the Rambam means only the first parak, it's also not the second parak, like the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The reason why the Rambam didn't say it, it's because he said it already. Since he already made the chilut in Parashat Rishayin and Parashat Shniyah l'gabim malacha, he didn't have to say the chiluk again, legabe raimis beinav and karis misvasa. And the Magen Yibayim says that we said over for Rabbeinu Yonah, the chiluk between Parshas Shaina and Parshas Shni is that only Parshas Shaina is the raisa. So some tanaim hold that way. So that's why this raisa says that Parshas Shaina is asa, Parshas Shni is mutter. But the Rambam paskins that all three parshas are the raisa. Because the Machalik is tanaim. So the Rambam holds the maskana not like this Gemara. This Gemara is going with the Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat that there's a chiluk between the first parsha and the second parsha, because one's the Raisa, one's the Rabbana. The Rambam and the Maisa passes both in the Raisa. So according to the Magen Yibayim, the Halacha L'Maisa and the Rambam is that you can't be Karis V'Svasa of Mikra Din, even by the second parsha, because he holds that all three parshas are the Raisa.